This is KUT. During the presidential campaign, Donald Trump made a lot of promises about reinvigorating America's oil, gas, and coal industries. Now that he is set to become president, can he keep those promises? KUT's Mose Bushell reports.
The details were always vague to non-existent, but the idea went something like this. A new Republican administration comes in, rolls back environmental rules, maybe opens up land for drilling and mining. Industry flourishes and jobs abound. So how realistic is that? Let's take it step by step. First, the regulations.
If you want to put it down to a sense, it ain't the stroke of a pen.
Tracy Hester teaches environmental law at the University of Houston. He says with some executive orders, it can be that simple.
But if we're talking about rules and regulations, the wheels have to turn and the courts have to speak. And it's not going to be an easy or quick process.
In fact, it's a process that can take longer than the span of a four-year presidential term. Now, rules that haven't been finalized or are still being litigated are easier to erase. But even when they're removed, there's no guarantee industry will respond with growth. Ken Medlock is senior director at Rice University's Center for Energy Studies.
I think that's one of the truisms of energy commodity markets in general is policy can pave the way for certain types of choices to be made, but at the end of the day, the market will determine what happens.
Case in point, he says, look at coal. Donald Trump could throw out the Clean Power Plan. That's the Obama administration's effort to fight climate change. But even if he does, people aren't going to start building coal power plants again. That's because they're already building natural gas power plants.
So as we go forward, there's really not a significant capacity for demand in this country from coal, unless the price of natural gas jumps up over $5 for a sustained period of time. But most people who look at the industry don't anticipate that to happen anytime soon.
Experts say one thing that could spur a big boom in some of these industries is a major rebound in the global economy that would increase demand and drive up commodity prices. But Severin Borenstein, a professor at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business, says most aren't betting that that will happen soon either.
Certainly, most economists do not believe that the trade talk that we heard out of the Trump campaign would boost the world economy. If anything, there's a pretty strong view that it would undermine the world economy.
Simply put, it's a lot more complicated than a catchphrase. Mose Bushell, KUT News.